WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tomorrow night, Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, celebrates its 75th anniversary with a gala all-star concert. But part of the celebration has already started. On June 20th, the orchestra began 75 days of streaming rare concerts from the vast Tanglewood archive. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is very excited about this project.
On July 20, 1958, at Tanglewood, pianist Leon Fleischer played an electrifying Brahms' first piano concerto with the Boston Symphony Orchestra under one of its former music directors, Pierre Monteux. This remarkable teaming has not been heard since then. But the BSO has come up with an inspired way to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Tanglewood. Every day for 75 days through the summer, the BSO will stream a different historic Tanglewood concert on its website, including this astonishing Brahms, and going even further back to the very first Tanglewood concert, with a Beethoven Fifth Symphony under the leadership of the visionary Serge Koussevitzky, August 5, 1937. I can't remember when I first started going to Tanglewood. It was certainly before I owned my own car, because I needed someone to give me a ride out to the Berkshires, more than 2 hours from Boston. Music was only part of the pleasure. The setting is idyllic, and a good picnic out on the lawn could be as enjoyable as the music itself. Of course, the open-air acoustics are not going to compare well to the magnificent sound at Boston Symphony Hall, and many of the programs simply repeat what has already been performed in Boston. But every now and again, there's something wonderful that Boston can't replicate. The very best performance I ever heard by Seiji Ozawa was at Tanglewood in 1974, Schoenberg's epic saga Guru Leader, which almost cries out for an outdoor setting. He led the amazing student orchestra and such legendary artists as soprano Phyllis Curtin and bass baritone George London. Ozawa was in his element. When he repeated this piece 5 years later at Symphony Hall with a different cast, it felt cramped and flat. I'm sorry this isn't one of the downloadable performances, though there's a thrilling version led by James Levine. Not all these past concerts are serious ones. I'd have loved to attend the July 13, 1961 BSO Pension Fund concert conducted by Danny Kaye, whose conducting advisor was his friend and BSO first violinist Harry Ellis Dixon. I'm especially tickled by Kaye's deconstruction of Johann Strauss. One Tanglewood event I was at, and am very happy to hear again, is a 2006 performance of Stravinsky's Histoire du Soldat by the Tanglewood Music Center Fellows. But these brilliant young players were upstaged by the three speakers serving as narrator, devil, and soldier, composers John Harbison, the late Milton Babbitt, and the then only 97-year-old Elliot Carter, who is particularly poignant as the cheated soldier.
The devil robbed me blind. I miss those treasures left behind, the pleasures that I knew before. My mother smiling at the door, the friends with whom I'd raise a glass, the summer smell of fresh cut grass, and my fiddle, that cheap and tuneless thing. Still, when I tried, I could make it sing.
I don't have equal enthusiasm for every choice, but on the whole, I think this is a remarkable selection. There are informative and witty notes online by former Boston Globe music critic Richard Dyer that include some reviews of the original concerts, not all completely positive. And the first day of each download is free. It's wonderful to finally have access to these previously inaccessible concerts.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.